Well, it's Saturday, January 16th, and I'm doing a little bit of an update of yesterday's talk because the got kind of garbled towards the end. So I'll mostly go cover the conclusions. I was going to talk about the acquisition of one of the receptor binding domain changes that's in the variants out of South, originated in South Africa or Brazil, which are now appearing in the UK in the UK variant. And that's on the map I've been doing of the variants in black right now. There's just four. They're all in the UK. But it's likely that those will increase. I was going to talk about those in detail yesterday, but the CDC came out with a early release, MMWR, on the variants in the U.S. As well as ones that could arise in the U.S. It mostly focused on the UK or B.1.1.7 variant, which is the only one that's been identified in the US, although the South African variant has been identified on the border in British Columbia as well as in Alberta. The MMWR early release is MMWR stands for Mortality and Morbidity Weekly Report, and as its name implies, it comes out weekly officially on Friday, but it's available online Saturday, sorry, Friday, Thursday afternoon. And the early releases are ones that are basically too important to wait for the normal edition, so they're put out individually when they're ready. And so today's will appear, or sorry, yesterday's will appear probably in next week's MMWR also, or the week after. But it's the early release is out, and it did focus on the UK one at the time of the release. I think there were 72 in the US on the map that the CDC keeps. I think they updated it afterwards up to 88. And I've been keeping a map which is actually a little ahead of the CDC numbers. So it's actually got 104. It's in the US. It's based upon the sequences that are publicly available, and recently I've started adding the ones that the sequences aren't out yet, but they've been confirmed by the state labs, and generally the U.S. is increasing sequencing, so it's pretty certain that all of the ones reported by the state lab will end up having those sequences made public. Most of the sequences are published at GSAD. I've been putting them up under the sequence, the COVID sequence thread. We might be organizing that a little bit more. They've just been going as they come, but they generally will have a link to the map that'll zoom in on the location of that particular variant. So the three variants that are in the map are actually the same three that are cited in the MMWR report. The one that's most common is the one that originated in Kent, or was first identified in Kent in the UK. I'm not doing the ones in the country, putting up the variants in the country of origin for either the UK or the South African, because there's really too many to individually put up. There's I don't know, it's probably 8,000 sequences now from the UK. There's about 450 from South Africa. There's only what is it, six from Brazil. So I am including the Brazil ones in Brazil. They're in the Amazonas region, which is in northern Brazil. They were first reported when a family from the Amazonas region traveled to Japan, and they were identified while they were in airport quarantine by Tokyo. So there's four sequences there and six sequences in Brazil. They're in orange on the map. The South Africa is in red on the map. I don't have it in South Africa, but I've got it other locations in the world, including the UK. And the one that's most common right now is the UK version, which is blue on the map. And like I say, there's now 104 in the US. These are interactive maps. You can go ahead and zoom in on them. And it's the MMWR lists all three of them. It lists all of their mutations. Most of the emphasis has been on the spike gene, but there are other mutations. What the ones on the map and in the MMWR have a few elements in common. Number one, they're all what I call the Italian strain because they've got the mutation at position 614 in the spike gene, which has been changed to a G. So it was initially called the G clade, and when other mutations showed up, it was GR or GH. Those ended up spreading, and they were first, the G clade was first seen in Lombardy, Italy, and northern Italy. It then spread to Europe, and in the US, it was responsible for the outbreak in New York that spread to New Jersey and to Philadelphia and to New Haven, Connecticut, and areas in between, and led to other outbreaks in the U.S. In New Orleans and Michigan and Chicago. So all of the big outbreaks in the spring of 2020 in the U.S. were due to this G clade, which then subsequently basically took over the world. So almost all of the newly released sequences that were collected recently are the G clade, and they all have a D614G. And that's true for all three of the variants. So these are more evolved version of the G clade. And they have the three that are being monitored most closely all have the same receptor binding domain change at position 501, which is N501 Y. And then they have some other elements in common. Actually, all three have a three amino acid deletion in NSP6. And they also have generally two of them have deletions in the spike gene of three amino acids each. The B.1.1.7 has deletions at positions 69, 70, and 145. All of those are in what's referred to as the N-terminal domain or NTD. The South African version, which is also called B.1.351, Also has three deletions there a little further downstream there at positions 242, 243, and 244. And then the Brazilian variant doesn't have a deletion in the NTD, but it's got a number of point mutations in the NTD, which probably functions similarly to the deletions. All of these are related, or at least the deletions in the B.1.1.7 are associated with immunological escape, and it's almost certain that the other changes in the NTD and the other variants provide the same function. It's noteworthy that both the South African and Brazilian strains have the same positions mutated in the receptor binding domain. They are, in addition to 501, their positions 417 and 484. 417 in most of the ice in the South Africa is changed to an N, and in the Brazilian this changed to a T. And then the one that's most concerning is the E484K, which is in both the Brazilian and South African strains, and or variants, I should say. And that's concerning because there's several studies now that are implicating that in immunological escape, and therefore that change may cause issues with the current vaccine. Moderna's already talked about making a new vaccine against the South African strain so that they would be targeting that particular change in addition to the others that are in these variants, or at least in South Africa and to some extent Brazil. And the rather alarming development is that this change is now starting to appear in the variant in the UK. As I mentioned, there's only four so far there in black, but that could offer immunological escape for that version also. And there's concern that that version will have, it's already been shown to be recognized in convalescent Anticera and monoclonal antibodies that neutralize, and it's likely to have create some issues with the current vaccine.